for calling Archstop Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
It's Evan Stover, S-T-O-V-E-R.
Hey, Evan. How can I help you today?
Hi. So I live in Kingston, New York, and I understand that, you've been pretty active around Kingston doing installations, which is great.
That's right.
So my question is, I've had Spectrum for a long time, and I know that they serve my internet and also programming. So my question is, if I did go with you, I would have to set up, like, for example, and I know that you recommend Roku. So would I sign up with Roku and then get all this programming that I'm already used to? In other words, Spectrum would not provide their streaming services over your network, correct?
Yes, that is correct. So I'm more than happy to answer your questions. So with Archtop, we usually do recommend our customers to go with streaming. And you're talking about the different cabling service that you use to get on Spectrum. That is correct, right? And you're wondering what option you can go to where you could still experience the same.
Right. In other words, we've signed up for a fair number of services through them, and my bill is around $280 a month, which is, it is expensive. I think they're only charging me $50 or $60 for the internet itself. So all those other things would be, would be the services, I guess. But certainly, I have four males here in the house, and everybody's connected. So your speeds are definitely desirable. But what I would have to do if I understand correctly is, for example, sign up with Roku or another streaming service, and then buy each thing individually that I'm already getting through Spectrum.
Well, yes. So you'd get the internet with us, and if it's a case that you do need to access programming services, do you have a smart TV?
Yeah, we do.
So if you do have a smart TV, then you would not need a Roku or Fire Stick. If you don't have a smart TV, then you could use a Roku to simulate a smart TV or a Fire TV Stick. If you do have a smart TV, you could get a service like Hulu Live TV Plus, and you'd still be able to have access to channels, local news, live sports, on demand, and cloud DVR, where you could sign up on Hulu with, which would be like a lot cheaper than Spectrum, because I think with Hulu Live TV Plus, it's $60 for the first 3 months, and then it goes up to $82.99 per month.
Yeah.
And if with us, would you be getting just the internet, or you would be getting the internet on the phone, the landline?
Well, I'm not quite sure. But I make phone calls over the internet here. So that's like a separate thing.
Do you get landline through Spectrum?
No, I don't.
Oh, so it would just be for the internet. And if it's this case that you were going to use our base plan, which is the 1 gig for $69.99 with the discounted auto pay and paperless billing, and say, for instance, that you do decide to get the Hulu Live TV Plus, which is going to be $59.99 per month for the first 3 months, you'd be paying a total of $130 technically per month.
But I mean, for all the other things, like I've got Amazon Prime, about all those other things, are, well, maybe I'm already paying that through directly to Amazon. I don't know.
Yeah, you would be directly. The only thing that Spectrum would offer is like local television, like, or broadcasting network like CNN, and it's just cabling service. But if you do have Amazon already, or have Hulu, or any streaming services, you are doing that through the streaming services. You're already paying for that separately.
Right. I think
if you do have Netflix, that's not through Spectrum. If you do have any of your favorite streaming apps that you do have, then Netflix, Prime Video, Max, Paramount Plus, Disney, ESPN,
yeah.
Peacock, none of those.
I would sign up for those individually.
Yes, those are not. You're not doing those through Spectrum. That is just individually. And if it's a case that you already do have a smart TV and you don't need access to live TV, but like just Netflix and Prime Video, then you could just go ahead and do your Netflix subscription and download that on your TV, and then you'd have access to it. Spectrum,
right.
Spectrum is
right.
not
I
the
mean,
one that make that available for you.
Sure. I think I understand. But even just the, I'll have to look at my Spectrum bill carefully, because even just updating, you know, or speeding up the internet itself would probably be, you know, would probably make everybody in the house very happy.
RSVs are a lot faster than the other providers, because you're getting 1,000 megabytes per second download, and you're getting the same for the upload speed as well. That is more than enough for like streaming services. If you are a gamer, it would work well. And we also have the other plan. If you do have multiple persons in the home, like a lot of persons that are using multiple devices, then you could get the 2,000 megabytes one, and you'll be getting 2 times the the 1 gig.
We'd probably do that, yeah, right. Actually install. Are you actually running lines to each house or what?
So the construction phase, they run the fiber along the street on the public road. So, and if it's a case that you do sign up for service, what they will do is they will connect the drop, that is the cable that connects your home to the fiber network at the street. They usually do that the day before. And then the day of your installation, they'll just install the modem and the router.
And they do that. So for example, do they run the line actually into the street, or they just hook it up to the
you're talking
where my cable comes in?
You're talking from your home?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on your landscaping and also how your utility wires are. Is it your utility wires? Is it through the air or is it underground?
That's a good question too, because I do have some lines coming in from the street, and I think this, or maybe it's just it may just be my electric coming in underground.
Well, as I said, usually the day before, the technician come and see how they will connect the cable from your home to the street. So it depends on your landscape. If you do have a lot of trees, depending on your driveway, depend on how your other wires are run, and then they'll just formulate a plan just to see how they will connect your service so that the day of your installation, it goes through smoothly.
Right. I guess maybe I'm going to be out of the country for until about the 10th of November, and I'm just wondering whether it makes sense to I don't want to disrupt things for everybody else in the house until I come back, but I know that you've got is that the issue that, or little credit that you did for the installation itself, that $90 thing, which I think ended on the 24th, or not 20th or something.
I'm sorry?
There was a, I have a flyer from you that said there was an installation fee that was waived up until the 20th, I think, of October. So I wouldn't be getting that anyway. And I guess it makes sense for me to just wait until I come back to do this.
Do you want to sign up for service? And then when you do sign up for service, closer to the service date, then we'll give you a call just to set up a date and time for the installation. And in that way, you'd still have access to the promotion because you already signed up. You will not be charged until the day that your services are fully installed at your location.
Uh-huh. Because I know that they've been working in the area a lot, and I wouldn't. Means like, oh, they're kind of finished in this area and they're somewhere working somewhere else, that it would take.
Let me get your address. I can tell you the exact time they would be finished in your area.
Uh-huh. Well, I can give you that right now.
Okay, go ahead.
It's 617 Conifer Lane in Kingston. It's actually the town of Ulster, but I know all your trucks have been in the area working on the neighboring streets.
You said 617?
617 Conifer, yeah.
Okay.
Are you are you local?
I'm not in Kingston at the moment. We're at a different office.
You're in Florida then?
Yeah. So, the in-service date for your location is on Friday, is on October 25th. Would you want to sign up for service now?
On this Friday.
The 25th, that's correct, of October.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would work. I think that would work. And certainly it looks like my cable is coming in from the, from the street pole. So that, maybe it would just be the easy way to get in. Let me do that then. If you can give me a time that I'm going to be in and out, or even approximate time.
Yeah, so if I do sign you up for service now, right, on Friday or either Monday, we'll be giving you a call back to set up a date and time for installation. And usually it is like 5 days out that we would set the installation for. Because we do have a lot of persons that are already signed up with an in-service date for October 25th that would be giving you a call. So if you sign up now, you'll be in queue, and then we'll give you a call to set up a date and time for the installation, which is usually like 5 days out.
Okay. Again, I am going to be gone. So
when would you be gone?
I'm leaving on Tuesday. I'm leaving on Tuesday and coming back on the 9th of November.
Okay. So we can set up the installation for after the 9th of November, if that works for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could make a note on it to let them know that you're going to be out of the country and you'd like someone to give you a call. Or even better, when we do give you a call, either on the 25th or the 28th, you can let us know that you want to set up the appointment for like the 10th of November or anything like that.
Okay. Would it be useful for them to know about this so they would come by and see what the situation was anyway?
Yeah, they're still going to come. They have to come the day before just to check out how everything is.
All right. Well, let's do that. You give me a call, one or the other. And
do you want me to sign you up for service now? It would take less than 10 minutes.
Sure. So, okay, let's do that.
Okay. And you said that you're interested in the 2 gig. Okay. So the cost for that is $99.99, but you get $10 off if you do auto pay with your checking or savings account and paperless billing. So it would be $89.99 if you want the if you want the auto pay. Is that okay?
Yep.
Okay. How big is your home? Do you need any Wi-Fi extenders?
Yes, we would certainly need at least one, I would say.
Okay. So you'd be getting, if needed, you'd get one free, and then anything after that, it would be $7.99 per month, but you do get one free. So you get a modem, a router, and an extender.
Okay.
And you said that you're not interested in the landline right now.
In which?
The landline, the phone service.
Right.
And your address, it's 617 Conifer Lane, Kingston, New York, 12401. Do you rent or own the property?
I own the property.
Your utility wires. Oh, you said that your power cable, it's through the air.
I'm pretty sure, not electric maybe, but the cable definitely comes in from the pole.
Okay. Is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
Okay. And could you spell your first name for me, please?
Sure. EVAN, Evan.
And your last name?
Stover, Stover.
You said S as in Sam, P as in Paul.
T as in Tom. Over.
Oh, Stover.
Like Russell Stover candy.
Okay. And the email address you'd like to add on file?
It's META, Meta, NOIA, 1950, letter C, at ME.com.
Okay, let me see if I got that right. So it's M as in Mike, ETA, N as in Nancy, OIA 1950C at me.com.
Perfect.
And what is your primary phone number, your cell number?
It's 845-389-8011.
Okay, and how may we contact you prior to your installation and future notifications regarding your account, phone, email, or text?
Either one is fine. I'm probably more likely to see texts.
Okay, and let me just read you a quick disclosure for the text. So at Archstop
Yes.
Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'd be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. Let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We'll not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that, and you can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communications via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yep.
All right. So you're interested in the 2 gig. Your address is 617 Conifer Lane, Kingston, New York, 12401. You own the property. And your billing address is not different than your service address. Do you want me to sign you up for the auto pay and paperless billing?
Let me think about that. I'm not sure what the best account would be to use for the moment, but I will eventually do that, yeah. So
Oh, okay. Okay, so should I put in for
can I choose if I could choose the day, then that would be I can give you an auto pay. Do you
You
understand what
said
I'm
if you
saying?
could choose a day.
If I can choose a day of the month when the payment goes out.
Oh, your billing date would be the day that your services are fully installed.
Well, that might, I mean, if it's going to be happening before I go, but that doesn't sound likely.
Yeah, it would not be before Tuesday coming.
Okay, so the question then is, you would just bill me regularly until I can set that up? I
And
mean, you would.
you would just make your payment manually, and then you wouldn't get the $10 discount.
I actually can get 10, but if I sign up for it later.
Yeah, you can sign up for it later, but it's always recommended to sign up before the day of your installation, being that you'd be charged on the day of your installation.
But that's an extra $10, so.
Yeah, so just give us a call. You can give, or when we do give you a call back, just to set up a date and time, then you can set it up then. If that would be a lot better for you.
Okay, I suppose I could just set, I could, because I what I want to do is select a day soon after the 20th. So if I schedule the actual installation for then, it would, then we could just automatically do the payment, I suppose.
Yeah. So when we call you just to set up the date and time for the installation, then you could give like the required account that you want to give.
Okay. All right. Thanks. That works for me.
Okay. And how did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
Well, I've been getting mailers for it. And like I said, I've seen the trucks around quite a bit. So just definitely curious. And my children are, have you know, often complained to me about speeds because they're gaming. So.
Okay. So yeah, the 2 gig would definitely work for them.
Kind of a no brainer on that score.
Yeah. The technicians, is there anything that they should be aware of on your property before arrival, like buried wires or any septic tank at the front of the home?
No.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to read some disclosures to you, okay? All right, so at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. So they may install the drop cable, that is the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground, will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. And if you do have a current provider to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel the current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber, it's the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You are automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Yes.
Okay. So, as I said, either on Friday or Monday, we'd be giving you a call just to set up a date and time for the installation, okay?
Yes.
No problem. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go?
No, you've been very helpful, and I hope you did not get affected by the recent damage in Florida there. So I'm not quite sure where your office is, but I hope it didn't affect you.
Yeah, we're doing good at the moment.
Okay. It doesn't sound great, but I'm glad that it's not worse anyway. I appreciate your help very much.
No problems. My pleasure assisting you today, Evan. Have a great one, and thank you for calling Archtop Fiber, all right?
Sure. Same to you. Bye.
Bye-bye.